for another live report on 1580 103.3 WPKY and worldwide at WPKYonline.com.
And we're West Kentucky ATV celebrating FFA Week and really the impact of agriculture in Caldwell County. These folks do a great job. Now, PJ, everybody calls him, Parker Jennings, is one of our ag advisors and FFA advisors in Caldwell County. How'd you get the name PJ? Everybody just took kind of named you that at school, huh?
Yeah, I've got one of those belts. It's a leather belt. It's got my name plate on it. And my parents, I think, had got it for me. It had my initials on it. So when I was student teaching, that group of, I guess they were juniors rolling into seniors, they saw that and just ran with it. And as much as I said, like, hey, my name is Mr. Jennings, it just is just stuck. People in town have no idea what my actual name is. It's only PJ.
Well, I understand as an ag teacher, when they start calling you by your initials or have a name for you, that means the students like you, and you're kind of accepted, right?
Most days I'm accepted. It depends on what I'm asking them to do, probably. Right, Cole?
Cole's one of your students. Also, Cole, you want to talk a little bit about your SAE and what you do?
Yeah, so I've got two SAEs. One is a paid placement with just here with West Kentucky ATVs, and with one is a entrepreneurship, which is where on the side I buy and sell my own ATVs.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes, sir.
So you got to get your own business going. You're going to be competition for mom and dad one day?
Well, I can't quite compete with that, but maybe one day I'd like to be implemented into it.
I like that. I think that's neat. So what do you think the FFA is doing for you in your life?
I think I've learned a lot of technical skills through my ag shop class that I can implement into ATVs and working on them and troubleshooting and stuff like that.
Are you an officer or you are just a member of FFA or what?
Right now, I'm just a member. I'd like to in the next couple of years do it, implement a little bit more into the competition side of things, but right now, I'm just a member.
I like that. I think it's fantastic and doing a great job, it sounds like.
Thank you.
You guys helped build the sign here, huh?
Yes, sir, we did.
I like that. Tell us a bit about the sign, what you guys did to put that together.
So it's just it was originally a 4x8 sheet of sheet metal, and we cut it out with a CNC plasma table and then grinded it down with an angle grinder and painted and primed it.
To be able to do things like that in a shop really is nice to learn that and have that skill.
Yeah, it's great.
Of course, I'm about to call you PJ, Mr. James. PJ, you guys are teaching a lot of great skills like that.
Yeah, no, I think me and Miss Woods both pride ourselves on teaching the kids useful skills in the ag department. I think sometimes if you take technical classes, maybe it's really high level sometimes, but we try to keep it to something that all of our students can take home and use. I teach small engines in my shop class. If anybody mows their yard, they've got a small engine that they can work on. So those are really useful skills, and hopefully all the kids have something to take back and actually use in life.
You know, it's amazing the things that you think, well, I'll never use that. But one of these days you find yourself doing just that, what you're talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. Just small things that maybe seem really insignificant in the moment turn out to be like actually useful skills. There's a lot of stuff that my ag teachers taught me that I was like, this is ridiculous. Yeah. And I've needed it.
Yeah. And I think that's so much we're seeing in the education world. And you see that every day, that at one time everybody thought we had to go to college. You have students who are great with their hands who can make signs like this, but never don't have to go to college to do that. They can learn a skill in high school in ag class and go out and be very successful in the community.
Yeah, absolutely. And Kentucky FFA, like the state association, has started a program called Kentucky FFA Works. And it's a opportunity for all FFA members, senior members. They fill out one application, and it sends it to all kinds of companies and businesses in the state. There are poultry houses. There's CWI, like the trash pickup. There's more than that. I just can't think of them. But they fill that out, and they kind of get pushed to the front of the line for those businesses and those applications because I'm a little partial, but I would say that FFA is building the best part of the workforce out there that's available.
Great. And you get young people like Cole. He's got an idea what he wants to do, and obviously got a plan for it too.
Yes, sir.
I think it's fantastic, and look forward to that. And appreciate you guys being here at West Kentucky ATVs and talking about really what they do and what they're doing here. We're going to come back and tell you about some of the accessories they have that you can get for your ATVs and some of the service work that they can provide for you as well. We're on WPKY 1580 AM and 103.3 FM.